The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with James Stewart about his personal health journey. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week, from the spring edition 2013 of Lutheran Women's Quarterly, was a fabulous article on rest by Donna Pyle. And I would ask you, what does rest look like for you? In this article, she says that she wants to know when the last time that we actually rested well happened in our lives, or even did we rest in a day where we were unplugged from technology, our calendar, our to-dos, our honey-dos, to simply breathe, to stroll in God's beautiful creation with only the sun's position as our clock, to savor Scripture and allow God to nourish our soul, to pray and be still long enough to hear God's gentle whispers. We live in a culture, Donna says, that tempts and baits us into living life at an unsustainable clip. That pace robs us emotionally, physically, relationally, and spiritually. We wear a busyness badge as a badge of courage and look down to those who choose not to keep up. How familiar that sounds. We've become a generation of exhausted people. And a pastor once said, "The pace at which we do the work of God is killing the work of God in us." Do we really want to model that legacy? Psalm 23:2. How interesting. God tells us that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Do we sometimes go down kicking because our self-imposed checklists take precedence over rest? Eventually we will go down, whether by exhaustion or surrender. Will suffer the consequences. So Donna prays, and I pray for you, dear listeners, that our lives reflect a desire for God to weave his soul deep rest into our daily routine. Psalm 23, 2b and 3a, he leadeth me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul. And once again, I leave you with, what does rest look like for you? And what would you like it to look like if it's not optimal? So there's your call to action. It's time now to introduce our guest. James Stewart is a financial advisor with 22 years of experience based in Cincinnati, Ohio. 14 years ago, James began a journey of faith following a failed spinal surgery. Today, James has incorporated his faith and his practice with the hope of encouraging others to trust God with their whole lives. Now specializing in the retirement benefits of healthcare employees, God has brought James full circle in using his skills to give back to those who cared for him during a 2.5-year journey that seemed at times hopeless, but certainly not today. Welcome, James, to Your Holistic Health.
Thank you, Dr. Rosenbaum.
Well, can you please tell us just a little bit about your health history and focusing on specifically that period of time that led you to require surgery and what happened thereafter, please?
It was about 14 years ago, as you stated, and I was a new father with a one-month-old baby. My wife and I had been in our first home about 2 months, and I awoke one morning with pain on my left shoulder that felt a little uncomfortable, like I'd slept in a bad position. And by the end of the day, the pain had spread down my left arm and was affecting the movement of my fingertips. So knowing that that wasn't a normal experience for me, I went to my primary care physician, which was not something I did on a regular basis at that stage in my life. And after evaluating me and feeling that things were not good, he referred me on to have a fairly quick meeting with the neurologist that he knew and trusted and felt like could help me to better understand the problem. So upon seeing the neurologist, his immediate recommendation was for a surgery. It was a couple of days after I saw my primary physician that I got the recommendation for the surgery. And at that point, my whole left arm, and really under my left arm, was extremely painful, and it felt like someone was squeezing me with their full strength. I was a little shocked by how quickly the series of events unfolded, but of course, with the level of pain I was in and with two medical professionals encouraging me, I agreed to have the surgery, and that's kind of where the story began.
All right, so how many doctors did you see before you actually found someone who could help you over this 2.5-year period?
Sure. I had the original surgery with the first surgeon that I saw, and he had set my expectations for a 6-week and back-to-work experience. And unfortunately, after the surgery, the pain spread to the entire left side of my body, and my mobility was compromised. And I became very afraid that I had made a rush decision to have a surgery that might not have been the best decision. So from there, over the course of the next 2.5 years, I saw approximately 35 different types of physicians and practitioners from traditional medicine as well as alternative medicine.
And dare I ask, was any of this coordinated? Meaning they were trying, some of them at least, to talk to one another and to evolve a better and enhanced strategy from what you'd already had, or were they in avoidance, not wanting to step on the surgeon? I mean, how did that go?
Well, it was very enlightening to me as someone who had never had any health problems before in my life, because I quickly came to know that once you've had a failed spinal surgery, other physicians aren't eagerly waiting to get involved. So at first I thought it was just a local situation because I'd had the first surgery in Cincinnati and all the physicians must be tightly connected, that I was going to have to get further away from Cincinnati to get the kind of help that I needed. And that's what began our travels to other renowned medical centers across the United States, trying to get further away from Cincinnati to get more help with a proper diagnosis and an understanding of whether the surgery was the problem or if there was something completely separate that was unrelated and was being overlooked.
And so all this time you're in pretty significant pain that continued to get worse, correct?
Yes, correct.
And how were you able to work during this period, James, or how did that...
I worked intermittently. I was very fortunate. I was about 8 years into my career when I had the surgery, and I was on top of my game, so to speak, with my practice, and my employer understood that I was going through the process of trying to get my full health back. So I would coordinate my time away from work with the leaves that were allowed for medical reasons. But I have to be honest, because of the length of time that passed as I was on my journey, I became increasingly concerned about losing my job because I wasn't making any progress with my health. So I was on and off of work, and I would work as much as I could, and then I would take a leave of absence. And if we had to travel outside of the Cincinnati area, it would require me to be off, you know, for whatever time was required to travel to the hospital, see the physician, and come back.
So 35 doctors, listeners, can you imagine? I don't know how you, James, had the persistence, the patience. I guess pain is a powerful motivator, but, you know, hearing no hope by your own words over and over, or I don't know what to say, or I can't fix this, or I have no ideas, or whatever, you know, the words that came were presented to you. How did you deal with this emotionally and spiritually, and how did your family deal with this during this time?
Well, that's probably the biggest blessing in the story, is that my wife and I were both raised in very strong faith Christian homes. So obviously I had a supportive spouse who prayed with me and prayed for me. And first and foremost, I think that was the greatest gift. But we also had, you know, Christian family members as well as church friends who were more than helpful with prayers and support. And it's the kind of experience where you don't really know where it's going to end, and you don't know how long it's going to go on. And along the way, I think the hardest thing for me was, as we traveled and got really no good news, is not knowing when to stop seeking, to stop traveling, because it became a vicious cycle, and it almost made it harder to manage the pain I was in, because none of the travels and doctor visits were helping me, and it was becoming more of a burden for my family.
Well, it would seem very understandable if you were to tell us that you were severely depressed and wanted to simply just wall off from all of this, or just shut down emotionally. I'm curious, did any of that happen during this time?
You know, I'm sure it did. It's hard for me to remember a lot of the details about my state of mind during that time, because underlying everything, I think what I really felt was a lot of anger toward God. It's hard to admit this now, but as a new father, I didn't understand why God would allow me to have this spinal surgery and complications at the same time as, you know, I had a brand new baby girl that needed her dad to be healthy and at work. And so I certainly was, in my own mind and in my spirit, questioning God and deliberating on why the series of events had played out like it had. I think I was pretty lucky to have people around me who tried their best to keep me up and to prevent me from sinking into, you know, a depression or a sense of abandonment. Because I can certainly say that if I had gone through the same series of events as a single person with no children, I don't know that the outcome would have been as favorable, because I really give a lot of credit to the support group I had, not just my family and friends, but also my primary physician was a very strong part of the team, because he always believed that I was going to get better, and he would communicate that to me at every stop along the way. I mean, he was the quarterback. I would go on these travels to see other specialists, and then I would come back to him to recap. And I'm sure it must have been very frustrating for him, because as a physician, he wanted me to get better. He was kind of at the limits of his practice, but was unwavering in sending me the message that I was going to get better.
Well, you know, James, I kind of see him as your angel. And maybe it didn't feel like it at the time, but now that I've heard this story from you several times, I've given some thought to the fact that you were sent your primary care physician from God, and that he held fast to a miracle that was about to take place. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back and talk more about that miracle in just a few minutes. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. We're talking tonight with James Stewart about his personal health journey. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with James Stewart about his personal health journey. So, James, what was the tipping point for you spiritually during this whole health ordeal, and subsequently what sort of spilled over into a job security ordeal at the very end of it, as I recall, and you began to tell us earlier?
Yes, as I stated before, I traveled extensively for 2.5 years in the hope of getting better and looking for, you know, that one physician that could help me that nobody else knew about, and became quite desperate. And, you know, I exhausted all the traditional medicine options first, and then I began to explore alternative medicine and got some benefit from that. But the one thing that was kind of a recurring theme were physicians wanting me to go back to the original surgeon. And I have to point out that when the first surgery failed and I was not able to go back to work 6 weeks after the procedure, the surgeon and I became somewhat distanced. I think my expectations had been set for something that didn't happen, and he felt like he'd done his job and there was nothing more to be said. So it took me 2.5 years of seeking and searching before I became willing to go back to the original surgeon to get another opinion about what might be done. And I think that's when God blessed me for being obedient, because I think that was part of his plan, that I would return to the original surgeon that had not been successful for another visit. And when I went back to see him 2.5 years later, he was astounded at all the events that had taken place with me since the original surgery, and he offered to do an exploratory surgery, which was completely successful, and to this day, I believe, took care of every problem that I had from the very beginning. And so I think the most difficult thing for me was being willing to do something that I said I would never do, and that was to return to the original surgeon. I think I would have gone as far as needed to avoid going back to the original surgeon. And ironically, that's what I had to do to get better.
So the Lord worked on your heart. At the same time, unbeknownst to you, he was working on your surgeon's heart, and a miracle was given to you. In 1 John 5:4, we're told, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." And in John 17:14, Jesus states that we as believers are not of the world, that sickness, disease, and failure belong to the world. As a believer, we are given the right to overcome that which comes against us by holding fast to the Word of God. And James, you did that. While we do not deny that the problem or the circumstance, in this case, pain and health issues, exists, we do, however, deny it the right to stay through our faith in God and in His Word. Know this, that faith in God is the victory all of the time. So miracles do happen. You're a living, walking proof of that. Angels and Christ, the Holy Spirit, friends and family, all had a part to play in that play that was written for you. We may never know why this side of heaven, James. It took 35 physicians, but there's a beautiful ending to all of this, isn't there?
Absolutely.
So how has your life become a living testimony to Christ now, today?
Well, it's kind of amazing because after I agreed to the exploratory surgery and it was successful, and it was completely successful. I mean, I have not had a tinge of pain or any return of symptoms since the second surgery. So that is something to praise God for and to be thankful. But shortly after I got my health back, then I was recruited into a position in a hospital organization working with the healthcare employees on their retirement benefits. So it was fascinating to me how God used the skills I had prior to my illness to open up a new door for me to work and use my expertise in the medical field, where I felt like I had been so fortunate at the end of a very long journey. It was a way for me to give back and to really show service to the community that helped me to get my full health back.
So you're now giving back God's blessings that were given to you. And I would ask you, do you believe in sacrificial love and in paying it forward? And if so, do you espouse that for others?
Absolutely. And I think one of the greatest gifts for me that has come out of my experience is it humbled me, and it made me more understanding of other people that are going through very difficult circumstances. In the last 2 to 3 years, with the economy being what it has, a lot of people have come to see me who have lost jobs or had spouses that have lost jobs that are either losing their home or very close to losing their home. And I think because I literally had to live in a crisis situation for 2.5 years, not knowing from day to day how things were going to turn out, but knowing that God was in full control, I hope it makes me a more compassionate listener. And it certainly has brought lots of people into my life to pray for and to celebrate with as they've been able to come out on the bright side of their journey as well.
What a blessing that your clients feel so comfortable and safe with you that they can share some of their life testimonies. One would assume that doesn't typically happen when you're talking with your financial advisor, at least not right out of the gate. And yet, I think that in allowing yourself to be open and vulnerable, you know, I'm certain that your healing continues to evolve, and others' lives have been touched and hopefully changed, and most of all, you know, given a message of hope that faith can sustain and is once again the victory over all, no matter how challenging, no matter how long. I mean, it's inconceivable what you went through by anybody's definition. You know, I guess I'm curious too now. Let's, if we could please, go back to your family for just a moment and tell us a bit about now your daughter, who's much more grown up. Does she ever speak of this time, I'm curious, or does this topic, had this topic in your journey influenced her in any way, good or bad?
You know, I think it has, and she, at the time of my second surgery, she would have been about 2.5. So she doesn't have clear memories of what I was going through at the time. We often look at pictures that were taken of me when I was wearing a cervical collar and she was in a baby carriage, and I said there's no better way to get attention at the mall at Christmas than to be wearing a cervical collar and pushing a baby stroller. Because certainly I got more attention than she did, which is not typical with a new baby. But the one thing that I can say is I was always worried about the effect on her, because those formative years, the first 2.5 years of her life, we were traveling around the country on a journey seeking wellness and health restoration for me. And in my opinion, a lot of it was at her expense. But as she has developed, and she's now 14, going on 15, I see her as a very compassionate and loving young woman, and I really believe that a lot of that was shaped by the experiences we went through as a family when she was just developing. And I, as angry as I was when I got sick and she was a new baby, I look back on the whole situation now with a different point of view, and I see her as a gift from God to us that truly allowed us to endure a very difficult time, because that was the one positive thing that we always had that was a distraction in a good way from all of the other difficult things we were going through. And because babies are so needy, it forced us to focus on something else besides my pain and the fact that I wasn't getting better.
And God, it was in God's perfect plan for you to have that sweet little girl. We are just about out of time, James, so please share with us maybe a take-home message for listeners who may be suffering from any kind of chronic pain or stress, desperation, health issue tonight.
Well, you made a statement about how God was working on my heart and the surgeon's heart during the 2.5 years that I was searching everywhere else and before we came back together for the very good outcome of the second surgery. And so I would say to people who are going through difficult circumstances, whether it's chronic pain or maybe some other problem in their life, is to really try to understand that what they may be going through may be to the benefit of someone else. And I have certainly seen examples in my own family of people going through difficult things that I really believe as an outsider was to help someone else. And so none of us want to suffer. None of us want to go through difficult things. But in doing so, it may help us to help someone else. And other people are watching our lives. And hopefully, I would hope that other people saw me as a survivor and as someone who didn't give up, and that they would see God in my life as that force that allowed me to hang in there until the time that He blessed the outcome of the second surgery.
Well, you are much more than that, my friend. You are my hero. And I say that very generously, very infrequently in life. I have the utmost respect for you and what God has done for you, and what a joyous, positive note to end our visit today together on. And I thank you so much, James Stewart, for being with us tonight as our guest on Your Holistic Health.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I've really enjoyed it, and I really hope that others are touched by what we've shared.
God bless you. I'd like to wrap up our show with a quote of the week, and it's from Confucius. And I quote, "If one should desire to know whether a kingdom is well governed, if its morals are good or bad, the quality of its music will furnish the answer," end quote. Good food for thought. Thanks again to our guest, James Stewart, for being with us. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of Rx Integrative Solutions. You're invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com for more information on personalized wellness consultations. Please tune in again next week at the same time to hear Janine Faber, dietitian from Myers, talking about special diets on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.